Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Strike two pitch from Finnegan. The runner goes at first. Here's a ground ball to second base. Fielded by Nunez. Throws to first. Ball game over. And Washington evens up the series as they beat the Cubs by a score of 2-0.
That was Pat Hughes, Zach Zaidman, Ron Coomer on the score, calling the game last night as the Nationals beat the Cubs 2-0. This is Rahimi and Harris on the score. And we had ourselves the most pitcher's duel of pitcher duels last night. Unfortunately, it was great to watch from a baseball fan standpoint. Matt Boyd battled Mackenzie Gore. Unfortunately, though, the Cubs came out on the wrong side of this.
I like perfect games. Do you like perfect games?
We had 1-5.
And then what happened?
Home runs.
Yeah, it was disturbing that what you saw at the beginning of this game for it to end the way that it did with no runs. Because at the beginning of this game, Layla, I'm sitting there and I'm watching, right? And I'm like, oh, Ian Happ, a little something-something to write. Oh, Seiya Suzuki, that's a base knock.
Right.
Carson Kelly, are you telling me the bases are loaded with nobody out in the top of the first? It's like, here we go. Pete Crow Armstrong, here we go. And then Mackenzie Gore quietly reminded you why he is Mackenzie Gore. Big time outs in the first inning. And yeah, after that, he retired 15 of the last 16 Cubs he faced in throwing 7 scoreless.
Also, remember that time I talked about the Cubs' struggles with the slider? Boy, did it rear its ugly head in that game. Now, listen, there are certain guys who have more effective pitches than anybody else. Mackenzie Gore's slider is probably, if you look at the numbers, Sarah Langs does a great job of that, one of the most effective pitches singularly in the league. But it's not fun to watch if you're the other team trying to figure out how you're going to get hits when your offense is expected to not have a 2-0 loss that way and not manage just a few hits in the game. Cubs end up with only 5, and that's saying something after they had 3 to start, like you mentioned.
1-7 with runners in scoring position. Not that they had that many opportunities. They had 3 opportunities in the first inning with runners in scoring position, and they got a hit.
Right.
But Carson Kelly only got to first base, and the runner did not score on what was just a very basic station-to-station single.
Womp womp.
And so for the rest of the game, they were 0-4 with runners in scoring position. Now, what I found interesting about this is that Kyle Tucker did not start, but he did come in, and I know a lot of people were thinking, oh, it's about to go down. 2 men on, down 2-0, bottom of the ninth. You're the guy that they decide to let pinch hit for Justin Tucker. Here's why I love this news for a couple of reasons. One, he's available. He's not so hurt that he can't not only play, but come up in a big spot to try to do something in a pinch as
right.
a pinch hitter.
Right.
The other thing was Matt Boyd was phenomenal in this game. I know he gave up 2 runs later. I know he went 7 1/3, but the bullpen should be really fresh, which during this stretch of 26 games and 27 days, one day off over a 27-day span is so important and crucial. So Genesis Cabrera pitching the two-thirds of an inning he did. You have your whole bullpen now at your disposal for a huge series, well, finale today, but a huge series against the Tigers, followed by a trip to Philadelphia.
Yeah, Genesis Cabrera with back-to-back days of game appearance. Matt Boyd goes 7-3, gives up 4 hits, 2 earned runs, only 1 walk, 6 strikeouts, and the home run. And that home run really just spoiled what I thought was an absolute outstanding outing. When you can be perfect through 5, and that's what you're talking about, especially in a game where we did focus on Mackenzie Gore on the other side. And, for example, Matt Bush, you know, facing a lefty, how that was going to go down. Meanwhile, Boyd is just continuing to do work. He's continuing to be consistent. And that game was flying, and that's another reason I knew it was just one of those days where it wasn't going to be high scoring. It was really toe-to-toe when it came to the performances we were seeing. I think one appreciation note I have on the Cubs side of trying to manufacture offense, or at least examine Michael Bush against, for example, Mackenzie Gore, was the first time he saw him, not ideal, only like 4 pitches, I think, at the at-bat. But the second time, he ends up with a 6-pitch at bat, works the count, and then unfortunately just strikes out on a slider that, again, was so very effective against the Cubs lineup.
It wasn't just him. I mean, when a pitcher has 7 strikeouts against you as a starter, and again, the pitcher that leads Major League Baseball in strikeouts, it's not unexpected. I expected the Cubs to strike out a number of times unless they had gotten to Mackenzie Gore early. It didn't work out that way, but just to see Michael Bush in there against a lefty, batting between Nico Horner and the DH for the night, Justin Turner in the 7 spot, I'm good with that. Like, let that man continue to play, especially if Kyle Tucker's not going to start. Let Bush be in that lineup. It's too much of an absence of potential power if you have both Bush and Kyle Tucker out.
Now, however, is that trial by fire when you're facing a guy who led the league in strikeouts going into the game?
Maybe a little bit, but he was in the lower third of the order, so I was okay with it. I mean, what do you like as a better option? Do you like Michael Bush, or do you like, so if it wasn't going to be Bush, who would it have been playing first base?
Right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, yeah, your options. It was
probably Turner and then who DHs?
Who DHs in that case? Maybe you force Tucker back into the lineup. I know Dustin mentioned that this morning, like the concept of if you're available to pinch hit, why aren't you just DHing? I think it's because even with Mackenzie Gore, you don't necessarily know that you're going to have a certain amount of at-bats. Ideally, you want, even if you're the DH, you're batting Tucker probably still second in the lineup or third based on previously. So you're expecting him to have, at that point, what, hopefully 4 at-bats at least, 5? So then how many times are you swinging the bat? You know there's a ring finger there. I think it's still one thing for a veteran to come in and be able to be called upon in a pinch hit situation and still trying to be getting right and trying to get rest his hand as opposed to the planned DH. Because then what's your BP like? What's your preparation before the game? I thought it was a valid question, but I think end up usage-wise on that side of it, you're probably still looking at a situation where you're giving more wear and tear on that ring finger than maybe he would have liked.
Yeah, I think minimize him. Again, right now, Craig Counsell has my trust. I'm not saying I'm not going to question him when he does things that I find questionable or I just disagree with, one of those being Michael Bush, you know, starting games against left-handed pitchers, which obviously maybe this was his whole plan all along, was to slowly work to the getting him to the point. Again, this is a guy who had...
Here's Mackenzie Gore.
Well, 8 times reached on base leading into this game. I don't know that he's been as locked in as he's been the last 2 games as he was going into that game. And remember, he did get a hit in that game, 1-for-4.
Right.
It's just a matter of Mackenzie Gore, as you said. But if not, then we asked the question before the game. If not, now when?
Right, and in my opinion, the best time is now. You're still talking about a team that is massively above 500 in the Cubs.
15 games.
Right. It was 16 yesterday, even better time. You know, that's kind of the joke of the concept there. But either way, this is the time where those at-bats will help you. And I think you even saw that in the first at-bat compared to the second one when you're talking about working a pitch count. You know, gets into a 2-strike count. Then forces a longer at bat because he works the count well. You know, there's foul balls in there. And then, yeah, you work it up to 6 pitches. And unfortunately, you go down, but you still are showing progress in what you're seeing. That's great, in my opinion.
So the question then becomes, what else can you take away from this game? I think one of the bigger things is I don't want to discount that the Cubs are supposed to be better than Nationals. That's the case. But the Nationals are not as middling as some of the other teams that they faced.
Despite being around 500, yeah.
They're on the come. They're a team that's won their last 2 series against teams that are expected to contend for the playoffs. I think Seattle's still in first place, right? So you're going up against a team that has played much better over the last couple of weeks or so. You've got real threats out there. Mackenzie Gore is one of the best pitchers in the National League. I don't have a problem with this loss and like, oh, we should panic about them losing this game. It's just more of a, okay, there's going to be tough nights. It's only the third time all season they've been shut out, but they've got one of, if not the best offense in all of baseball.
That's the beauty of it. You're allowed to take a few more risks. You're allowed to give a guy who hadn't seen a lot of ABs against lefties a few more. You're allowed to understand that tip your cap to the better pitcher and outlasting a tremendous duel is an okay thing to do once in a while. That's the case here. Shutout is never ideal. No doubt about that. But is it something that they have seen very often this season? No, absolutely not. They've only seen it a few times. In fact, we're going to examine that at noon in our 5 on It segment.
And the only thing, other thing I'll say, Layla, is this. With Kyle Finnegan on the mound, who's been a phenomenal closer, 17 saves so far this season, they did put up a fight. They got in position where they were like, hey, the tying run is on the base pass, and the winning run is at the plate, or the go-ahead run, excuse me, is at the plate in the form of Kyle Tucker. I can live with what happened last night.
I think the bigger lesson for me in this game is I'm going to have to start drilling down on Cubs heart of the order hitters versus slider approaches.
Okay, that's something I'll keep an eye on too, since you're bringing it to my full attention. I was aware, but not as maybe locked in as what you're talking about right now.
Yeah, like for example, we've talked about it with PCA, you know, the at-bats and extra innings against the slider. What you want to do as a hitter and what is being given to you by the pitcher.
His first at-bat made me squirm a little bit.
But even for example, Seiya Suzuki in, I believe, the 10th inning last week against the Rockies. You know, straight diet of sliders there. So what are you doing as a hitter? You have to lay off some of them if you hope to extend that count a little bit and get the fastball you want to see. And even then, are you going to make sure you turn on it? What's your arm slot looking like out of your opposing pitcher? All questions that I think I will be examining in the future with the Cubs.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.